Well, joining us now, a former Knoxville athlete, probably described as the greatest to wear black and gold, in town today or this weekend for Coaches Versus Cancer. Katie Kitchis, welcome back to Knoxville.
Thank you, Derek. It's been good to see everyone and to see you again. And it's been so long, so I'm good to be glad to be back.
Well, everybody knows you're at Omaha on the women's basketball team. I guess, first of all, what's that been like playing on the division level, playing in these big arenas, you know, crowdless more likely, but what's that been like to play on that level here the last few weeks?
Yeah, it's been a crazy experience so far. We have traveled, and yeah, we've played in the biggest arenas and the coolest floors that, you know, you could ever dream of. And right now there's not really any crowds, but hopefully, you know, in the future there will be. And yeah, it's just been super fun, a great experience. I'm loving it.
What was your first thought when you stepped on the court at Omaha for the first time in practice? Was it like, okay, I'm not in the South Central Conference anymore?
Yeah, it was crazy, crazy feeling. I still remember the first practice we had at Baxter Arena, and like you just walk on the floor and like it's so big and the lights are so bright, and I mean the floor is just beautiful, the arena's beautiful, and it's just crazy. And then when I went, like when we played at, you know, Kansas State, Illinois, that type of those places, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm on a Big Ten floor right now, or you know, that type of stuff. Like it was crazy.
What's it like playing with a lot of players that were probably the star at their school, like you were, but now they kind of have to maybe take another role, or you know, a different role, maybe a lesser role than what they were used to in high school?
Yeah, we for sure, yep, everyone was stars where they came from. And so that's a good thing when we all come together, obviously, then there's a lot of good talent. But it definitely makes for a different type of game. And yeah, like you said, different roles are being played every day. So yeah, it's different, but it's a good type of different.
And you're you know, kind of on a rebuilding program, the first year coach and everything. So you probably lost more games already than you had in your entire high school career. So you know, how much of an adjustment was that, knowing that, okay, you know, we're probably not going to win a lot of games right at first, but you know, this team stay together, it could be pretty good in another year or two.
Yeah, it's a little rough, but going into it, we knew that that's what was going to happen. And I mean, the same here. We started here my freshman year. It was complete rebuilds all the way across the board. So, I mean, it's the same, just doing it all over again.
Talking to Katie Kitchis, former Knoxville girls basketball standout, actually Knoxville athletic standout. You know, what kind of things that you did in high school really got you ready for that stage at Omaha and what you're doing right now?
Oh, man. I could probably say a lot of things. But I definitely think being, being a leader and on a team and just having to always, like, show yourself in a good way, you know, being a good role model and everything. Like, I mean, that's always good no matter where you're going to go or what you're going to do. And, of course, all of my, you know, club basketballs and volleyballs and all the different coaches I've had and all that has definitely helped me and put me to the next level to be ready for the Division One.
A lot of people say, a lot of division coaches have always said, I will take a multi-sport athlete over someone who specializes. How much did volleyball and maybe track, and I think that one year we played softball, help you out, you know, getting you ready and maybe helping you to get to your dreams of playing on that level?
Oh, yes. I would never change it for the world. I would always, if I had to go back, I would keep playing everything. Like, this is the first year that I've only played basketball, and it's weird. I miss everything else. I miss having other things to do. I mean, I love basketball, but I would never change playing my other sports. And when other people, like coaches, like that, and they're like, oh, that's so cool, like, I don't know, I just love it.
You mentioned, you know, no crowds. That's kind of what everybody's dealing with these days with COVID issues. Also, what's it like just playing during a pandemic and really maybe not knowing until pretty close to the game if the game's even going to go on?
Yeah, it is insane. I mean, no crowds. You know before the game if crowds are allowed at that game or not. It just depends on the place. But, I mean, the fact with the whole, like, the game can be canceled an hour before we start. Like, it's insane. Like, we were all the way in Colorado Springs to play Air Force, and just it was canceled that day. Like, just so we just hopped on the bus and had to travel all the way back. Like, so it's just, it is, it's a mess. It's crazy. You know, you can never take anything for granted, that's for sure, because one day you're practicing and you have a whole schedule for next week, but the next moment it's over. You don't have that anymore.
Now, you know, do you fly to games, or is your conference close enough in proximity that you can take a bus most places?
In a normal year, we would fly to some places, but with COVID and everything, we just have the bus. I mean, our buses are nice, so I'm not going to complain, but I definitely get sick of bus rides.
And what are classes like? Are they mostly virtual still?
Yep, I have all Zoom classes, so that's kind of a bummer too. But, I mean, the good part about it is I can roll out of bed and just get on, hop on the class, so that's good.
As far as your teammates, you know, how have you, bonded with them? And, you know, I know some of them are, you know, seniors, so, you know, they look at the freshmen like, okay, I'm only going to be with her 1 year, but you still got to, you know, be a team.
Yes, yes. Our seniors we have now, I love them. I get sad when I think about, oh, they're not going to be here next year. Like, it's just crazy. But definitely have, because we've been together since, like, what, July now. So we've all been together for such a long time. And with COVID, we are all that we really see. So we definitely all have bonded well together. And, yeah, I'm just excited for the rest of the year.
I know, you know, you had been coming off the bench. You got to start a couple of games here recently. What was that like, you know, starting a college game and, you know, having your name announced, maybe the, you know, the scoreboard jumbotron, you know, having, you know, the animation with, you know, your face and everything on it?
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, I didn't expect it at all. And then all of a sudden I shoot around, coach was like, all right, starters are. And I was like, what? My name? Like, this is crazy. And of course, like, I was nervous the first game, but it was so cool to hear my name announced and to see everything. Like, it was really fun.
Ultimately, what does Katie Kuchus want to accomplish with her freshman season once it's over, wherever and whenever it ends?
Oh, man, with my freshman season, I would say right now I'm just trying to soak it all in. I'm trying to learn everything that I can. I'm trying to be the best teammate that I can be. Like you said earlier, roles change and things happen. So I'm just trying to be the best me and soak it all in, be a good teammate. And then when I have my chance, I go out there and I'm just trying to get kind of back in the groove a little bit.
Katie, great to see you again. Welcome back, at least for a little bit. Best of luck the rest of this year. We can, there is a live stream and, of course, the audio stream as well for Omaha. So, best of luck. And, well, we're going to keep tabs on you while you're out there.
Thank you, Derek. Great to talk to you again.